This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We continue with the reaction to the Reserve Bank's announced 100 basis point cut in interest rates as part of those measures to counter the economic effect of the coronavirus. Dr. Gilad Isaacs joins us on the line for this discussion. Thank you so much for your time and good evening. This significant rate cut has been widely welcomed, but let's talk about the benefits thereof for the South African economy as well as the consumer.
Evening. Thanks very much. Yes, it is a welcome move. It's a move which many of us have been calling for in our current economic climate even before the outbreak of the COVID-19. And it's one which will hopefully release some stress on both households and on businesses. It means a fall in borrowing costs. But as the governor himself said, it's not going to be the only solution. And then we really see sort of four questions which arise from this.
Talk us through these four questions that would arise because the governor was quite clear, and it's not the first time that he's saying that monetary policy alone is not enough to ensure an economic turnaround in South Africa. These four questions, are they in line with what National Treasury as well as government in its entirety in terms of fiscal policy is in need of doing?
Yeah, so I think that that we need to think firstly, how does this move work in tandem with other government and fiscal interventions? The governor, unfortunately, in his remarks in coded language, basically says that fiscal policy should remain conservative. We would argue that what we actually need to see is a substantial fiscal stimulus as well as industrial policy measures, which is complementary. The second question is really, how do we ensure that this rate cut filters through and impacts consumers? And South Africa has quite a large interest rate spread, so the rate at which banks borrow is about 3.5 points lower than the rate at which banks lend. And that's quite a significant spread, and we need to interrogate if that's justified. The third element is really to say, okay, how do we open up more room so that we can see other interest rate cuts in the future. And unfortunately, South African interest rates are relatively high because they are needed to attract capital inflows into South Africa. And right. That generally means an attraction of often short-term speculative flows in bonds and in equity. And so the Reserve Bank keeps interest rates high, and one reason is to maintain those inflows. What we see is that a reversal and a switch to large outflows, which we've seen globally, in particularly impacting emerging markets, will see a negative impact on our currency. So the question becomes, how do we alter the composition of those flows and their various capital management techniques which we need to implement so that we aren't reliant on those short-term flows? The fourth area is really to say, okay, well, what tools does the Reserve Bank have at its disposal in addition to interest rates? And interest rates are not the be-all and end-all of central bank policy tools. Mm-hmm. For instance, the central bank could make lending to small businesses even cheaper than the overall repo rate. It could have separate windows based on the type of lending. And so what we really need to see is the central bank thinking widely about how it can intervene surgically and strategically in the economy to support various sectors, households, and business types.
Absolutely. Having said that, though, can this current move of a what has been termed a bold cut from the Reserve Bank in any nature backfire and not reach its desired intentions?
It's possible that the desired intention will not be as large as many hope. It's going to be very difficult to evaluate that because of the significant uncertainty both in economic markets and the of global economic chaos which we're seeing. So, you know, in normal times, it would be a lot easier to evaluate what the impact of a rate cut was. That's going to be quite hard for us now. But in general, rate cuts do filter through to the economy. The exact expansionary impact of that is uncertain.
Let's also talk about how this move translates then to the majority of South Africans who live on the bare minimum, as they, number one, can't afford bond repayments or car repayments, let alone own such assets. How do we speak to them with regards to the importance of a rate cut and how it filters into cushioning the entire South African economy against the continued effects of the coronavirus? At times we have these conversations and it sounds like we are leaving a big portion of society out of that conversation solely because we are talking to bondholders and those who have debt in terms of car repayments and the likes.
Absolutely. And that's a really important comment. I think that we need to say a few things. Firstly, we need to recognize that exclusion. We need to understand that many of those people are borrowing at extremely unfavorable rates within the informal sector, and that many of those people lack economic opportunity. And recognizing that is part of involving those in this conversation. The second is to say, how does this impact everybody? And this, you know, impacts everybody mainly through the opportunity that our businesses in South Africa will have cheaper access to credit, and that this will be helpful in sustaining business activity. And that, of course, impacts on employment and on wages and so on. The third thing to say is to recognize that this move is not going to solve the immediate crises which many of those individuals face. You know, right. We will see unemployment grow. We'll see that casual workers won't be called in for their shifts. You know, and all sorts of ways in which households will lose income. And we need government to implement emergency measures. Those should include income transfers, essentially a expansion and increase of social grant-like payments. But we also need to see a whole range of means through which livelihoods can be supported so that those who aren't necessarily directly impacted through this policy move are supported through other policy interventions.
Thank you so much for your input, Dr. Gilad Isaacs, responding to the 100 basis point cut in rates announced by the Reserve Bank earlier on today. And
you've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.